It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They begin this week by telling us the UK Symphony is putting student talent on stage this weekend.
Every year they have a concerto competition where student soloists compete against each other to win a spot on etc. stage performing a concerto with the orchestra. And so Friday night is the concerto competition concert with the winner, Michael Robinson, who is a clarinetist, and he's going to be playing Carl Nielsen's clarinet concerto, which he said was a huge challenge for him, and that his clarinet professor gave it to him and basically said, you're not a man until you have learned to play this concerto. So, and he said it was a real tough one. But in addition to that, in addition to Michael, they also have a student composer and conductor who will be conducting his own work. And Logan Blackman has been composing for many years, and this is a piece that he wrote after his parents died unexpectedly in an accident when he was 15 years old. And it was originally played by the band at his high school, and he's since adapted it for orchestra. And John Nardalillo, the UK Symphony director, looked at it and said he thought it was worthy of having the symphony perform it. So that's a huge music event, but a lot of music going on this weekend, isn't there?
There is a lot of live music at clubs around town, too. Sunday at Willie's, locally known, it's going to be the Minneapolis Trio, The Last Revel. And they've been described as having a blend of folk and rock and old-time string band, too. And also joining them is going to be a local favorite, some members of the Wooks will be there. And that's at 9 o'clock on Sunday at Willie's. And then also we have at two local bands, Arizona Bay and Lost Dogs, are going to play music from Tool and Pearl Jam. 7:30 Saturday at Manchester Music Hall, so that should be fun too.
Yeah, just a lot of local music going on there. It's also a concert at Cosmic Charlie's. It's an album release by Attempt, but it's also kind of a label launch for a new label, Desperate Spirits Records, that was launched by a few local musicians, including John Ferguson of Big Fresh, to kind of give another platform for area musicians to release their albums. So that's also a very cool concert to check out at Cosmic Charlie's. And then, you know, we started off talking about students and student musicians, and we've got another student musician made good coming back through the area as a professional now on the Cinderella tour that stops at the Opera House Friday through Saturday. And Vincent Davis plays the kind of town crier character in the show, who comes in and tells everybody what's going on. And he has a real big number. The prince is having a ball. And so we'll get to see, you know, how he's developed since he was here as a student at UK and Kentucky State.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.